It's Mark Elfenbein.
Thanks for what you do for sports in the Dallas area.
What's up, Dallas?
Oh, yes. The Gap Band and the Mark Elfenbein Show. Sunday morning, 7 to 9 on 103.3 FM ESPN. Taylor Phillips, as always. Saad Yusuf, as always, in the house, making it wonderful. But now let's kind of take a peek at what actually happened in the NFL draft. Because, you know, first pick, there was a little bit of mystery. There was a little bit of mystery. I mean, I think most people were like, okay, Arizona's sitting there. We heard what Cliff Kingsbury said. Did they? But they have Josh Rosen. What the hell are they going to do? And look, I mean, a lot of us who live in the area, we saw what Kyler Murray did at Allen High School. You know, and there are times when you got to watch a guy in high school and you go, okay, yeah, but Allen has one freaking high school. I mean, give me a break. You know, they get every freaking player on earth. I mean, you know, there's no, they don't have to split it up between five high schools. It's one high school. So they're always going to be great. But not to take anything away, Kyler Murray was unbelievable, never lost a game in high school. Was it three straight titles? Yeah, unbelievable. And then he went to college and he did what he did, to his credit. A&M had all kinds of issues. He got to Oklahoma and waited behind Baker Mayfield, got the chance to play, and threw up ridiculous numbers. What was it, the Texas OU game when he broke that one run and you're just like, I think, what's the announcer? Gus Johnson was going crazy. And it just, Murray is just a playmaker. He's just absolutely an unbelievable playmaker. And so I think that's, and then when you win the Heisman, of course, that doesn't hurt. But, you know, the stupid height thing was freaking people out. But it's okay, because the Arizona Cardinals knew exactly what they wanted to do. They had in their mind, they were playing some pretty good poker, because a lot of people weren't exactly sure what the hell they were going to do with Rosen. But when it came time for Roger Goodell to make the selection, he stepped up to the microphone.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
And again, I thought that was the right pick. I still think it's the right pick. I think also getting the trade for Josh Rosen was the right thing to do. And the Cardinals have rebuilding. Don't get me wrong. They got to add a lot of pieces to the puzzle. But the pick was right, and the trade of Josh Rosen was right.
Also, with that pick, I just want to say, because you know where I always like to take this. The last three NFL drafts, the number one overall pick, Texas High School Football Products. Kyler Murray from Allen. Last year was Baker Mayfield from down south.
Yeah.
And then Myles Garrett from Arlington.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
how about
last
that?
Three number one overall picks, all from Texas.
I like that. I like that very well. And just to give you a little tidbit, so the Cardinals got Murray with the first pick. And because, look, when you suck and you have the first pick, that means you got a lot of picks. And they got Kyler Murray. Then they took the number one defensive back, Byron Murphy, out of Washington. Then they got the guy that everybody fell in love with, Andy Isabella from UMass. And then they drafted the defensive end, Zach Allen. They got another wide receiver in Hakeem Butler. They got one of the top guys that were sitting there on day two or day three, Deontay Thompson of Alabama, and on and on and on and on. So they did everything they needed to do. Now, finally, I guess, was it day two or day three that Rosen, the deal was done? Was it day two? And so Josh Rosen, after the Murray pick was made, finally gets traded to the Miami Dolphins, which a lot of people thought that was going to be the thing. So it's good for Miami. It's a great new beginning for Josh Rosen. I think it was good for Arizona to get rid of him and let him get a fresh start. I mean, look, he was screwed in Arizona. There was nothing there. But then Josh Rosen, what he took to social media? And actually, you know what? In Yiddish, there's a word called mensch. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, he was the outfielder for the Rangers a couple years ago.
That's very true. Okay, mensch is a gentleman. It's you're a good person. You're being a gentleman. And Josh Rosen, who is a tribe member, I might add, was a mensch when he took to social media.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to say a couple things after everything that just happened. Cardinals fans, thank you so much for all of the continued support this past year. I know we didn't win as many games as we all would have hoped, but I had an unbelievable time here in the desert. Unfortunately, my time here is coming to an end, but you guys are really getting a hell of a player in Kyler Murray, and he's going to do great things for the Red Sea. Kyler, I just want to congratulate you and your family on getting drafted. Arizona is a really special place, and you're going to love playing and living here. And to my teammates, staff, and everyone who worked at the facility, I can't thank you enough for all the support and great memories we've created this past year. I'm really wishing all of the Arizona Cardinals the best of luck moving forwards. And Miami, I couldn't be more excited to become a Dolphin. I'm ready to attack this new chapter in my life and give you guys everything I have each and every day. My bags are packed, and I'm on a flight first thing tomorrow morning. So get ready, South Florida, and go Fins. And Kyler, one more thing. An awesome two-bedroom in Old Town just came onto the market. So let me know if you're interested, and I think I could get you a pretty good deal.
That's pretty funny.
It's coming for your job.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, so look, first round, let's just look at some picks, and then we'll get you guys' take on what you thought on a few things. So Kyler Murray went one. The 49ers took Nick Bosa. And, of course, he had to go on social media and apologize for all the crap he did. But I think he's going to be a nice player. I love what the Jets got. Quinnen Williams is a bad dude, man. He's going to help them out a lot. Oakland had 7,000 picks. But I think it kind of caught a little people off guard when they took the guy, Farrell, the defensive end, that early. Not that he's not a good player. I just think at four they thought it was interesting. Okay, then Devin White, the linebacker, went to Tampa Bay. The Giants screwed up and took Daniel Jones. Josh Allen went to Jacksonville. Hockenson, the tight end to Detroit. Man, is that early. I know everybody likes him, but boy, that is early to take him. I think Buffalo stole Ed Oliver. I think Ed Oliver is going to be a really great. Now, he's going to hate Buffalo, but Ed Oliver, look, last great lineman in Buffalo was Bruce Smith. Right? I mean, can you think of anybody else off the top of your head?
Kyle Williams was pretty good.
Kyle Williams was pretty good. Yeah, you're right. Okay, the next Kyle Williams. Okay, that's not bad. Devin Bush. The Steelers traded up to go get Devin Bush, the linebacker. And wasn't he the one that was wearing that, like, dress or something or some sash? Or I don't know what the hell he was wearing. But he's a very, very good linebacker. Was it my Christian Wilkins who tried to chest bump Roger Goodell and beat the hell out of him? That was very funny, by the way. That was very, very funny when he did. So Christian Wilkins, again, another kid from Clemson. Then the Denver Broncos, I'm just kind of going to step up. Okay, so they took Noah Fant, terrific tight end. I thought the Broncos also had a pretty good draft. Then they got the big offensive lineman from Kansas State, Dalton Risner. They basically stole Drew Locke. I guess John Elway, what is he, like 0 for his last 11 on quarterbacks? How can a Hall of Fame quarterback suck that much at picking quarterbacks? I mean, seriously. Well, I hope Drew Locke is better. Watching him at Missouri, he was pretty good at the SEC. That was a great conference. He's got a good arm. He's a good quarterback. I think he can be the guy for Denver. We'll see. They also got Draymond Jones from Ohio State. So you had some good stuff there. I want to check out, where was it, the Raiders. What else did the Raiders do? Because
the Raiders basically picked everybody from the national championship game.
They took Farrell from Clemson. Then they took Josh Jacobs from Alabama, the running back. Then they took Jonathan Abram of Mississippi State. They got another Clemson player, Mullen, the defensive back. Isaiah Johnson, great. That's a real good pick, the defensive back out of U of H. Hunter Renfro from Clemson. Oh, they got a Prairie View guy in the seventh round. So very good. So Oakland, look, they're betting on Vegas. Okay. They're betting on when they get to Vegas. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that out there. I'm sorry. My apologies. Seattle took the kid from TCU, LJ Collier. Very nice player. They also took the guy who I guess slid almost as much as anybody because all we saw nonstop, I mean nonstop, was commercials for DK Metcalf. I mean, you know, that he's this. And who is it that was giving him the you know, like how you had NFL players, like Dak was doing the thing for Kyler Murray. Who was it that was doing the thing for DK Metcalf? Or that was Marquise, the kid from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown. Okay. But Metcalf was getting all kinds of play because he looked like Adonis and he had, you know, great speed and this and that and the other thing. But he got to go to Seattle. Then all of a sudden, we see the pre-draft meeting between Pete Carroll and DK Metcalf, and Pete Carroll takes off his damn shirt to try to compare pecs and six packs with DK Metcalf. I give it credit, man. Pete Carroll is what, 67 years old? Unbelievable condition.
Oldest coach in the NFL.
Does not look his age at all. And just amazing and fantastic and all that stuff. Was there anybody else in the draft that you just went, wow? Any other teams wow you? or any other players kind of go, wow, wow, wow?
I was really surprised at how far Trevion Williams of Texas A&M slipped. He went way down. I mean, the Bengals got a steal, but man, like, what was it, sixth round? Like, I thought he was going to go fourth round for sure.
Yeah, let's see. Running backs that went, Josh Jacobs was the first running back. Miles Sanders was the second. Daryl Henderson was the third. David Montgomery went to the Bears. I guess, didn't they lose Howard? Yeah, I think they needed that. Devin Singletary, Florida Atlantic. Damian Harris of Alabama, also third round. Madison, Bryce Love, Justin Hill. Justice Hill, Oklahoma State, went to Baltimore. Benny Snell Jr. went to the Steelers. I like that pick out of Kentucky.
I like Greedy Williams to the Browns.
Yeah, I did too. That was also a very, very good pick. Okay, and so then I guess it was, what, Drew Pearson a few years ago that set the world on fire when he went up there and just in Philly and just went crazy. The cow and just, you know, one of the most famous picks ever. Well, Pat McAfee, former NFL player, who was he picking for, by the way?
The Colts.
Okay, so Pat.
In Nashville against the division rivals.
Okay, that's right. So Pat McAfee was picking for the Colts in Nashville. Titans and the Colts hate each other, and Pat McAfee, Drew Pearson did.
He's man
Hello,
of America.
Nashville. I'm not going to say a single word about the Tennessee Titans record against Uh-oh. The Indianapolis
oh,
Colts
boy.
Because I was a punter, and there's no reason for me to talk about that. With that being said, we did not punt much against the Tennessee Titans, so you probably have no clue who I am to begin. 2 years ago, when I retired from the Colts, I retired alongside two greats, Robert Mathis and Joe Wrights. A couple months later, I watched the draft. Robert Mathis announced the pick, Joe Wrights announced the pick, and then an orangutan announced the fourth-round draft pick. I was replaced by a zoo animal. I was not upset about it because the orangutan was terrible at his job. With that being said, the Indianapolis Colts are the hottest team not only in the AFC South, but the entire NFL. A young nucleus surrounding the Stanford nerd, Andrew Luck. Two all pros were drafted last year, 10 this year. And with the 89th pick of the 2019 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard select future Hall of Famer,
nice.
Linebacker from Stanford, Bobby Okereke. Okereke.
Pat McAfee, everybody.
Done, Pat.
I mean, that's 10 out of 10 right there.
He used one of your lines with a future Hall of Famer. Oh, my God. And then didn't their wide receiver, who made a pick later, do the same thing? Who was there? Oh, God, who was the great wide receiver? I swear, I think it was a Colt wide receiver that picked a little bit later on. And he started zinging the Tennessee Titans, too. Oh, my gosh, that was great. That was very
punting
funny.
Line was
oh my
10
God.
Out of 10.
Yeah, we
with
never punted.
Said, we did not have to punt a lot.
Oh, my goodness. All right, there are some highlights of the NFL draft and some winners and some losers and Murray and Rosen and, of course, Pat McAfee.